Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. One of the greatest political dirty tricks of all time was Democrats convincing the American public that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. For many, the laptop would have been a vote-changing October surprise in 2020 had deep state hacks not interfered. Polls have shown that to be a fact. But the deep state hacks are not even ashamed of what they did. Here's David Preece, formerly of the CIA, with Fox's Brett Baer. Preece was one of the 51 members of the so-called intelligence community who signed a letter Biden later cited on the debate stage as consensus from the intelligence community, again I say so-called, that the laptop was a Russian plant.
Understanding how you characterize it, but he characterized it differently and used it in a debate just days before an election.
Yeah, I'll let President Biden speak for himself. He's capable of doing that. What I'll do is say that it has all the classic earmarks of a Russian campaign in the way it was disseminated and propagated through media.
Do you regret signing on to the letter?
Oh, absolutely not, because those words are still true.
Do you think it
has all the classic earmarks
of an election?
Oh, absolutely not. No, this
even though it wasn't true.
No.
It had the classic earmarks, but it wasn't true.
What is not true?
That it was Russian disinformation.
That's not what we said in the letter. Read the actual letter, and we said we do not know if this is Russian disinformation.
It has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation.
Exactly. The difference between an information campaign and a disinformation campaign and a misinformation campaign. It's not my fault if people don't look up definitions.
I know, but the purpose of the letter is to have an effect. And the nuance that you're talking about here never made it to candidate Biden because he said it plainly on a debate stage. That obviously affected the dynamic.
Remember, being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/thehowiecarrshow.